This morning we'll be in Matthew chapter 16 this morning. Matthew chapter 16 this morning, verse 24 will be the text of my scripture this morning. Where God would have us to be this morning. As that song said this morning, there's nothing better than you. Nothing's better than Jesus Christ. Nothing you're going to find in this old world is better than Him. Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior this morning. Matthew chapter 16 this morning in verse 24. If you'll stand with me as we reverence the reading of God's Word. This morning, as you got up and as you woke up out of bed and you laid down last night and you woke up today, my question is what are you picking up daily? What are you picking up daily? And last night as you went to bed, what did you fall asleep with and what did you rise up with this morning? What did you go to sleep with on your mind last night and pick up this morning? The Bible says, Matthew chapter 16 and verse 24, if you found your place, say amen. The Bible says, then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. God, I love you and God, I thank you. God, I thank you, Father, for the Holy Ghost, Father God, that's behind this sacred desk. I thank you, Father God, for the power of your Spirit this morning, Lord God, to stand here and, Father, just to stand here and preach the saith the Word of God this morning. Father God, I pray this morning as Brother BJ is where he is this morning. I pray, Lord God, that a healing anointment just fall on him, Father God, and touch him from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. Lord God, I pray this morning that you take his valley and you make it a mountaintop. Father God, I pray this morning, Father God, whatever man, woman, or boy or girl in this place this morning walked in with this morning, whatever they picked up this morning and brought with them, Lord God, I pray in the name of Jesus, Father, they have a free, they free it today. Father God, they give it to you and release it, Father God, to give it all to you, to get it off of their, to get it off of their life, to get it off of their families, to get it off of their soul, Father God. I pray this morning, God, they find themselves free today, Father God, because we're free in you this morning. Father God, we're free by the power of your blood this morning, Lord God. I pray this morning that you sit me down and I stand you up. I pray for the anointing to fall upon me, up on my mouth this morning, God, and cover me from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Father God, I pray this morning that you take Satan and you bind him up. Father God, and you cast him out in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray this morning, Lord God, that if somebody's walked in here this morning, false, bound down, dying, and going to a devil's hell, I pray today be the day of salvation. I pray today be the day they come forth. Father God, I pray for the one bound down this morning that just needs to give it all to you this morning. I pray, Lord God, you unbound the chains of the enemy on their life this morning. Father God, I pray this morning that you heal all sickness. Father God, you heal every disease. Father God, we just beg you in the name of Jesus Christ in the only way I know how. Move through us in a mighty way. Unharden our hearts. Open our eyes. Unclog our ears, Father God. And just, Father, allow us to hear you and feel you and seek you with spirit and truth this morning. God, I love you. And I thank you. It's in your name I ask. In your name I pray. And all God's people say, amen. Amen. You can be seated this morning. What did you pick up this morning? What are you picking up daily? Are you picking up worry this morning? Are you picking up waste this morning? Are you picking up distractions, anxiety? Are you picking up desires of this world? Are you picking up unconfessed sin this morning? What did you go to bed with last night that you brought into the house of God this morning? What did you bring in this place this morning? Now my question is how to follow Jesus and pick up our cross. How can we follow Jesus and pick up our cross this morning? I want to take a few minutes and dig in Scripture. And the Bible said, then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me. I first see that this morning, if you want to follow Jesus this morning, the first thing you got to do is you got to come to Jesus this morning. I see you must come to him. Jesus has already came to this world. He's done what he's supposed to do. He's already come. He's done sat down and he's done took on the world. He's done conquered all of our sin and he took it on the cross of Calvary where he shed his blood for you and me. Jesus has done his part. Jesus has already came. He's done fulfilled what God had asked him to do, and he fulfilled it on a cross of Calvary. And this morning I see, though, that you must come to Jesus this morning if you want to pick up your cross. You must follow Jesus. You must come after me, he says. He told his disciples there that you must come after me. If you'll look with me in chapter 9 of Matthew, just a few chapters back, in verse 29, or chapter 9 and verse 28, I want to look here at two blind men. Two blind men came to Jesus here. It says in verse 28, 27, and when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, "Thou son of David, have mercy on us." And when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him. And Jesus said unto him, "Believe ye that I am able to do this?" And they said unto him, "Yeah, Lord." And then touched he their eyes, saying, "According to your faith, be it unto you." And their eyes were open, and Jesus straightly charged them, saying, "See that no man know it." See that no man know it. I see two blind men had to come to Jesus. That they had to come. I see in verse 20, if you are in verse 20 of the same chapter, that there was a woman with an issue of blood. I see a woman with an issue of blood. She had to come to Jesus. In verse 20, and behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years. She came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. She came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. Was it the hem that she touched that made her whole? No, it was the faith of Jesus Christ that she had, that just by touching the hem of his garment this morning, that she would be made whole. I see, not only do I see two men, or two blind men and one woman come to Jesus Christ. I don't only see that this morning, but I tell you something, who else had to come to Jesus at one point in his life? I tell you this morning, your enemy this morning, your adversary, the devil, he had to come to Jesus Christ. He had to come to Jesus. And you say, how do you know that? Matthew chapter 4, go with me in verse 3. I want to show you the enemy had to come. Satan himself had to come to Jesus. Satan himself had to come to Jesus. If you say, "Hey, I'm too far gone, Jesus ain't going to save me," Satan himself went to Jesus. Chapter 4 and verse 3 this morning, the Bible says, and when the tempter came to him, he said, "If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread." Jesus was on his fast for 40 days and 40 nights. I see that Satan had to come to Jesus Christ. I see that no matter what, we've got to come to Jesus Christ. It don't matter who we are, what we've done. It don't matter where we've been. Jesus Christ, the only way we got to get there is we got to come to him this morning. We got to go to him. You say, "Well, I've done too much. I've done too much in my past. I've already been rock bottom. I'm at rock bottom. He don't want to save me. He don't want to help me." Satan himself came to Jesus Christ. Satan himself went to Jesus to tempt him. Satan himself had to meet Jesus Christ. You're not too far gone. You're not too far in. Jesus Christ can save you this morning. I see that if we need help in our life, if we need salvation this morning, the first thing the Bible told us is we have to come to Jesus Christ this morning. I see we got to come. But look with me in the text. I not only see that we must come to Jesus to pick up our cross. I not only see that we must come, but look with me in the text. The Bible says, "Then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself." You got to deny yourself this morning to pick up your cross. You got to deny yourself this morning. You say, "How do I deny myself?" That pride you walked in with, that pride on your chest this morning that you walked in with, that you told it in, that pride on your heart that you're too good to come to Jesus, that you're too good to come to the altar, you're too good to pick up a cross and walk with it. You're too good to do the work of Jesus Christ. You're too tough to do the work of Jesus Christ, that you can get to heaven just by doing what you want to do, that you can get to heaven without Jesus. That pride that we told on our life, that pride in our life, we got to deny ourselves. That prideful man will send us straight to hell. That prideful man will send us straight to hell this morning. And I see if we walk around with pride in our life, that pride will send us to hell. It'll keep us away from following Jesus. It'll keep us away from wanting to know more about Jesus because we're a prideful man. I see that only pride, but our jealousness this morning. Proverbs chapter 6 this morning. I see that jealousness, it'll send us to hell this morning. I see that pride will get in our way and keep us from knowing more about the Father. But I also see that jealousness this morning. That jealousness this morning, Proverbs chapter 6, 34 says, "For jealousy is the rage of a man. Therefore he will not spare in the day of vengeance." And 35, "He will not regard any ransom, neither will he rest content, though that givest many gifts." He said that, the Bible said it, "For jealousy is the rage of man." Jealousy. How many of us are jealous this morning? How many of us are jealous this morning? Somebody's got something else we want. Somebody else has got their life in order. Somebody else has got it all going on and mine's a mess. I'm jealous this morning for them. We got to get rid of ourselves this morning. We got to get rid of our own pity parties. We got to get rid of our own prideful man. Our jealousness this morning, we got to deny our pride, deny our jealousness. But this morning, I'd also say that we'd have to deny ourselves by denying our, we got to get rid of our hurt this morning. So-and-so hurt me. So-and-so hurt me. My brother and sister, they hurt me. And that church, they hurt me. That so-and-so, they, you don't know what they done to me. Jesus took on the cross of Calvary for that person. Jesus took on the cross of Calvary for you. Jesus took on that hurt for you. We don't know hurt unlike what God took. On what Jesus took on the cross of Calvary. We know, we don't know what hurt is. He forgive them, and it's our job to forgive them too. We got to deny ourselves this morning. We must deny ourselves this morning. 1 John 2:16, the Bible says, "For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world." 1 John 2:16 said those things, that those things in our life, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, it's not of the Father, but is of the world this morning. If you're that way this morning, what are you looking at? What are you longing for? What are your desires of this world this morning? I see that those things that 1 John 2:16 said, that all those are not of the Father, but of the world this morning. I see, how do we follow Jesus and pick up our cross daily? We come after Him. We deny ourselves this morning. But look with me in the text. The Bible says, "Then said Jesus unto His disciples, If any man will come after Me, let him deny himself and take up his cross." I see the third thing. We must pick up our cross this morning. We must pick up our cross. Did you pick your cross up before you come to church this morning? Did you pick up your cross this morning? Or did you pick up what you brought in, what you took in yesterday? Did you pick up what you went to bed with yesterday? Did you pick up your burden this morning? Did you pick up your heartache this morning? Did you pick up your addiction this morning? Did you pick up whatever you picked up this morning? What did you pick up? Did you pick up your cross and come to the house this morning and say, "I want to follow Jesus today. I want to focus on Jesus today"? Did you pick your cross up and say, "Even though it's Sunday, I'm still going to pick up my cross today and I'm still going to walk the walk that God's called me to do"? Did you pick it up today? Just because it's Sunday doesn't mean we lay our cross down and come to the house of God and just hope that the preacher's going to get me by and just hope that I'm going to get you through today. I'm not here to get you through. It's your walk. It's my walk. We got a personal walk. And see that it's a daily commitment to pick up our cross. If we go without picking it up, we fall to picking up the things of this world. I'd say some of us picked up what we brought in this morning. What we brought in is what we went to bed with last night. Pain, suffering, guilt, financial problems, addictions. I say some of us picked that stuff up this morning and brought it straight to the house of the God with us. Now we're sitting there with it on our life right now in a pew, not listening to what God's trying to tell you and what God's trying to feed you. I see that we might pick it up. We must pick up our cross because it's a daily commitment to Jesus Christ. But I not only see that it's a daily commitment, but it's a daily sacrifice. It's a daily sacrifice to follow Jesus Christ. Lost woman, man out there, you're gonna blot this out for just a second, because I'm telling you, it's a sacrifice daily to follow Jesus. But it's worth every sacrifice you'll ever do to follow Jesus. Can I get an amen? If you're saved in here, you ought to know that it's worth every minute of it. It's worth every minute of it. You say, well, the pastor, he's laying at home right now hurting because he had to sacrifice, because he's taking a sacrifice. I bet it's worth every minute of it. I bet it's worth every minute of it, every pain, every inch of that he's going through, every valley that he hits, every valley you hit. It's worth it when we get to the other side. When you see Jesus face to face, what won't be worth it is when you die and you bust hell's gates wide open because we was too prideful to sit there. That won't be worth it. That won't be worth it. I see we must pick up our cross because it's a daily commitment. It's a daily sacrifice. But I see that it's a daily surrender to pick up our cross. We must surrender daily to Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, it don't take long till we try to get to surrender and like to the world. It don't take long we want to fall in and surrender to what the world's got going on and we want to give it all back. We want to throw our life away and give it all back. We want to surrender to what the world has to offer. Bible says in 25 there, Matthew chapter 16, for whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. He said there in 25, for whosoever will save his life shall lose it. If you save your own life, the Bible says, if you try to save your own life to not sacrifice picking up your cross daily, you'll lose it. But if you lose it sacrificing it for the kingdom, for Jesus Christ himself, you will be saved. He said, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake, you shall find it. You shall have life because you're losing it for Jesus Christ. If you pick up your cross daily, if you surrender to him, if you sacrifice daily, and you pick up your cross and you follow him, and you give your life for him, he'll give his life for you as he already has. But look with me in the text. I see that not only did Jesus say we must come after him and we must deny ourselves and we must take up our own cross. But this morning, the ultimate thing is we must follow him. We must follow Jesus Christ this morning. To carry our cross, to pick up our cross, we must follow Jesus this morning. I see in chapter 9 of Matthew, and we can go through the whole book of Matthew of all the people that followed him. But I look here at one thing, chapter 9 and verse 9. I see that his disciples, they followed him. I see that his disciples, they followed him. Matthew chapter 9 and verse 9, the Bible says, and Jesus passed forth from thence. He saw a man named Matthew sitting at the receipt of custom. And he said unto him, follow me. And he arose and he followed him. I see Matthew followed him. I see his disciples followed him. But I also not only see that them two followed him, the disciples and Matthew, I don't only see that they all followed him, but I tell you who else followed him. The two blind men that was laying there that needed a touch from heaven, they followed him. I see not only the woman with the issue of blood that needed a touch from Jesus. She put her faith and trust in Jesus Christ this morning. She followed Jesus Christ this morning. Hey, I put my faith and trust in Jesus Christ this morning, and I followed Jesus Christ this morning. I got a personal experience this morning that I can tell you about, that I have followed Jesus Christ this morning. I can't only tell you a story out of the Bible, but I can tell you a story in my own life that I chose one day to get down on that altar and give my life to Jesus Christ and say, I will follow Jesus. No matter what I have to sacrifice, no what I have to surrender, no matter what I have to give up, I will follow Jesus. There's a song that plays on, because I have to listen to, you know, all the kids' songs now because I have a toddler, and all the ones that's got toddlers or had toddlers, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But I know they're not bad because Jesus loves me, and I have another song we listen to is I Have Decided to Follow Jesus. And the lyrics of this song say, I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. Though none go with me, I still will follow. Though none go with me, I still will follow. Though none go with me, I still will follow, no turning back, no turning back. My cross I'll carry till I see Jesus. My cross I carry till I see Jesus. My cross I'll carry till I see Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. The world behind me, the cross before me. The world behind me, the cross before me. The world behind me, the cross before me. No turning back. No turning back. This morning, have you followed Jesus? Are you following Jesus this morning? Though none may go with you, though the world may be against you, do you still want to follow Jesus? Even though you may be in it all alone, which you're not. You're not. There's others around you that believe in Jesus and are deciding they'll follow Jesus. Are you following Jesus this morning? Are you carrying your cross this morning? Are you carrying the weight of this world? Are you carrying your burden this morning? Are you carrying your pain this morning with you? Are you carrying that with you this morning? Are you following Jesus this morning? Lord, I love you, and Lord God, I thank you. I thank you, Father, for the cross of Calvary. I thank you, Father, for your Son, Jesus. Father God, I thank you, Father, for the one that is following you this morning. For the ones following you this morning. Lord God, I thank you, Father, for them. God, I pray this morning, Father, if there's one in here that walked in that did not carry their cross this morning inside this place and hasn't been carrying it throughout their life, Father God, as a believer in you. God, I pray they come this morning and they give you everything that they've toted that ain't of the cross and they lay it down. I pray for the one this morning that don't know you and that wants to follow you this morning. I pray they come. I find they pray that they find peace at the foot of you. I pray this morning that they find forgiveness at the feet of you this morning. I pray this morning that they feel relief at the foot of you this morning from carrying this world. Lord, I love you, and Lord God, I thank you. Be with this time of altar call, invitation. I love you, and it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.